Soundings Audiobooks presents an unabridged recording of A Time for Hope, written by Anna Jacobs, read by Julia Franklin. The moral right of the author has been asserted. This performance is owned by Soundings, Whitley Bay, NE26, 2JT. Chapter 1. As Stu got out of his car, Gabby flung open the front door and hurled his suitcase at him. "Get out of my sight, you cheating worm!" He gaped at her in shock as the suitcase bumped to a halt at one side of him.
"What the hell's brought this on?"
"A woman phoned me this afternoon on my mobile. Radka, she said she was called. She rang all the way from the Czech Republic." She watched him stiffen and then hide his surprise. "Ah, I see you know her. She was very frank about knowing you, and mentioned that little scar on your backside to prove it. And she also told me how pregnant she was." He could have been a stone statue by the time she finished speaking.
"I see.
Is that all you can say? Who is she?"
"You met her at the office dinner. The beautiful blonde."
"Who danced with you twice?" He smirked and looked round.
"Look, we need to have this conversation in private. In case you haven't noticed, our next-door neighbour's peeping through a window, and the way you're yelling, she'll hear every word you say."
"I don't care if the Queen herself has us under surveillance. You aren't coming into this house again, Stu Dixon." He moved towards her, scowling.
"I own a third of this house, actually, so I've every right to come inside. Every right."
He shoved her out of the way so hard she bumped back against the wall. But she was quick enough to push him back outside. As he raised one clenched fist, she tried not to flinch. He'd hit her a couple of times in the past year, claiming afterwards it was just rough play that had gone too far. The second time she'd waited till he was asleep, and then thumped him good and hard with her rolling pin. She'd made her point. He hadn't touched her again.
"You'll have to fight your way in,"
she shouted, face thrust as close to his as their 6-inch height difference would allow.
"I'm not having you back, even in another bedroom. You'll not sleep soundly a single night if you try to return."
Another silence. Then he shrugged and took one step back.
"Why am I bothering? It's about time I did something about our marriage. You've been a big disappointment to me, Gabby. Radka's a much better proposition as a partner. She'll be a good support in my job, too, because she understands how business..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?